This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a special meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review measures taken by various ministries and departments and also discussed further initiatives to be taken in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict at his residence in New Delhi. This was the second special CCS meeting on the issue. During the meeting, the PM assessed the availability of critical needs for the common man. He also discussed the availability of fertilizers in the country and steps being taken to ensure its availability in the Kharif and Rabi seasons. The PM also directed that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of the ongoing conflict. Mr. Modi underlined the need for timely and smooth flow of authentic information to the public to prevent misinformation and rumour mongering. During the meeting, interventions across agriculture, fertilizers, shipping, aviation, logistics and MSMEs to mitigate emerging challenges were discussed. Further, a review of supply diversification for LPG and LNG, fuel duty reduction and power sector measures was also undertaken to ensure stability of essential supplies. The government has asserted that sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals are available across the country for Kharif season despite West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi stated this while addressing the interministerial meeting in New Delhi yesterday on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crop seeds are available across the country. She also said that 46% of fertilizers is already available as the opening stock for the current Kharif season. She added that sufficient quantity of agrochemicals is also available in the country. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asangba Chuba Ao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to moderate the aviation turbine fuel price increase for domestic operations. He said the government has implemented the limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. Meanwhile, briefing media, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and the 30-member Puducherry Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. PM and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed poll rallies at Gogamukh and Biswanath in Assam yesterday ahead of the assembly polls. Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He alleged that the Congress allowed illegal immigrants to settle on land belonging to indigenous people. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed public meetings during her day-long visit to Assam yesterday. Speaking at a rally in Shivasagar district, Priyanka alleged rising living costs are burdening citizens. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov will be on a two-day visit to India starting today. During the visit, Mr. Manturov is scheduled to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi. The Russian Deputy PM will also meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at Seva Tirth in the national capital. The Ministry of External Affairs refuted social media posts which claimed that India formally requested observer status at Islamabad peace process. The fact-check unit of MEA said that the claim is false and completely baseless. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has issued a notification imposing a complete ban on conducting, publishing or publicizing exit polls in compliance with the directives of the Election Commission of India following the announcement of elections on the 16th of last month. The restriction will remain in force from 7 a.m. on 9th April until 6:30 p.m. on 29th of this month. In the SAFF Men's Under-20 Football Championship, defending champions India thrashed Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final in Male, Maldives last night. Earlier, Bangladesh booked their place in the final with a 1-0 win over Nepal. India will now face Bangladesh in the summit clash on Friday. In Asian Boxing Championships, India's Sachin Sivacha and Vishwanath Suresh advanced to the men's quarterfinals of respective weight divisions at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia yesterday. In the men's 60-kilogram category, Sivach will next face Chinese Taipei's Cheng Wei Li in the last eight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.